Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Carlos, beautiful day for a rubber game. Mets and Padres. Last night was uber dramatic. Didn't quite get that big hit, but Padres even the series. So going into today, you've got two very young guys still. Jonah Tong, who's only 22, and Randy Vasquez, who you actually know from the Yankee system when he was coming up. He was part of the Juan Soto trade a couple of years ago. So first on Randy Vasquez, what is the game plan going up against a guy who's only, I think, 50 or so outings in his major league career?
Yeah, I think watching film and what I know from him from a couple of years ago, I think we have to control the strike zone. This is a guy that if we force him and make him come to us, we could do some damage. We know the sinker's there. And the breaking ball, the sweeper, is a weapon against righties especially. But if we can just focus in on get him in the strike zone, we could do some damage here.
And with Jonah Tong, obviously the start against Texas, very emotional coming out after just 40 pitches in that first inning, and everyone talked about the emotion and the emotional toll of a responsibility like this. But how can emotion help a player like that kind of unlock what he's all about?
Yeah, I think we'll learn a lot from him today. You know, 22 years old, coming off a rough outing, and especially where we are on the calendar, he knows what's at stake. And I'm really excited to watch him pitch today because you could see, obviously he was very, very down after that outing, but he kind of just flipped the switch the very next day, and he was already, all right, next outing. You know, like that for me was a pretty telling sign on a good way. So watching him prepare for this outing for the past few days and where he's at mentally, physically, he's still a guy that has a smile on his face. But when he takes that mound, man, like he's a completely different guy and a different mentality. So I'm expecting to see that today, and we need him.
Did you know he was going to make another start after Texas, or did that the next 24 hours kind of say, okay, he's good to go to stay in the rotation?
Yeah, no, we knew we were giving him another chance. That wasn't even a conversation, to be honest with you. Like I said, we're in this situation now. We're counting on these three guys, and he's one of them. And even though after a rough one there, you know, we knew that there was a good chance he was making the next one.
Speaking of guys that you count on, Reed Garrett goes down with a right elbow strain. I know you had him up at the bullpen last night and obviously goes on the IL today. I guess mathematically out of the regular season, but do you think he'll be back for the postseason?
Yeah, it's hard to tell. You know, we're running out of time here. You know, you're looking at a guy that for a second time in less than a month is going on the IL because of elbow issues. It's concerning. You know, it's concerning. We're here sitting, waiting, and praying for good news, but we just got to wait, you know. You know, I know even if we get some good news, I'm thinking here that there's going to be a shutdown period and then a build-up. So he's getting close here where we might not see him this year.
All right, Matty, thank you so much.
Yep, you got it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.